朋友们平安，感谢主的恩典。
Brothers and sisters and friends, peace to you. We thank God for his grace.
我们在今天聚会之前，我开始，我们来做个祷告。
Before we begin our meeting today, please let me offer a prayer.
我们在天上的阿巴父，我们感谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
你把你的独生爱子耶稣基督赐给我们，
Because you gave us your only begotten Son
死在十字架上。第三日复活，
to die on the cross and to rise on the third day.
我们今天如今活在地上，是因着耶稣基督在我们里面。
Today we live on this world, and Jesus is already in us.
世上每一个接受你的弟兄姊妹，都在你的恩典里面，你都蒙你的拣选，你是在你的教会中能够在地上为主做见证。
Every brother and sister receives your grace, and it's chosen by you to work for you on this earth.
求主今天也是来恩待你在地上的每一个教会，每一个在教会里面的儿女们。
We ask you to treat every child of yours in this church with grace today.
求圣灵来开启我们的心，
We ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts,
把你的话语在每一个弟兄姊妹心中来剪开，
to open your word in the hearts of every brother and sister.
让还没有信靠你的慕道朋友也能够因着你的话，能够刺穿我们的实心。使我们的实心变为肉心，
So that unbeliever, every seeker may have an open heart, that you may turn their heart of flesh into a heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
因着圣灵能够来归向主。
So that because of the Holy Spirit, we may turn to the Lord.
孩子不配在你这里面前来这里来讲道，你求主真是来洁净孩子，洁净我们每一个弟兄姊妹，洁净教会，使。每一个在你里面的都成为你的器皿，被你使用。
Today, as your child here speaks your word, I ask you to cleanse your child and to cleanse every brother and sister and to cleanse your church so that we may become your instruments.
谢谢主，祷告是奉复活救主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, Lord, in the name of the risen Lord.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督名求。
可以麻烦让一下，这是麦克风开了，就是我不知道这个两个麦克风都是开的吗？没有。哦，好的，这是因为有很大的回音。
好，我们感谢主，就是2个月前，就是恩典堂的弟兄姊妹邀请我到这边来分享。
So I thank the Lord that 2 months ago, the brothers and sisters of Grace Church invited me to come here to share.
今天大家知道都是声音很大，是复活节，是纪念我们主耶稣基督的复活。
So everyone knows that today is Easter, the day in which we commemorate the resurrection of our Lord.
2000多年前，他道成肉身，成为人的样式。
So more than 2,000 years ago, he came to this world and the Word became flesh.
为代替世人的罪，
In order to substitute for the sinners,
被钉在十字架上，被埋葬，三日后复活。
He was crucified and was buried, and on the third day he rose again.
如今在天上，为我们预备地方。
And now he is in heaven, preparing a place for us.
已在父神的右边替我们祈求，他要再来。
And also he stands at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, and he will come back
审判这个世界，
in order to judge this world.
信靠他的人与他一同掌王权到永远。
So that those who trust in him will reign with him forever.
如今我们每一个信主的弟兄姊妹，现在是在警醒等候主的再来。
So now every one of us, brothers and sisters, is waiting expectantly for the return of the Lord.
也就是那时候，耶稣再来的时候，我们要完全的得赎，
So that when the Lord comes back, we will be completely saved.
永活的灵魂主住在复活的身体里。
So that a resurrected spirit will live in a resurrected body.
今天我选的经文是罗马书的8章1到11节，
So today our scripture passage is Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 11.
在我们进入这段经文之前，我给大家有个道具哈。就是
So before we enter the scripture passage, let me give everyone an example.
大家可以看见这个枝子它是怎么样的，
So everyone can see, what is this branch
死
like?
的还是活的？
Is it dead or alive?
这一个是死的还是活的？
What about this one? Is it dead or alive?
所以我们慢慢的，这一个，
What about this one?
大家可以明白知道，我们在不认识主，我们若不认识主，一生就是最后这个样子的死了。而如今还没有认，我们在认识主之前，其实是这样的。
So if we didn't
因
know,
为看住好像是活的，像是叶子还是活的，是吧？但是是没有生命的。
so if we don't know the Lord, we're like this one. It looks like it's alive, but in fact, it doesn't have life.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为它离开了生命的源头，
Because it has left the source of life.
而这一颗，它是连在了生命的源头。
And this one is connected to the source of life.
所以今天我们感谢主，我们每一个信主的弟兄姊妹都像这一个，他是活的，他连在了生命的源头，因为神就是生命。
So we thank the Lord because every brother and sister is like this one. It's connected to the source of life because God is the source of life.
我们感谢主，神已借助他的话语来激励我们在世上，我们来更加的认识他。
We thank the Lord that God has, through His Word, allowed us to know Him more.
虽然这个比喻可能不是很恰当，有的弟兄姊妹说，我又不是葡萄枝，我又不是葡萄，真的葡萄树。但是呢，圣经里面，耶稣基督在约翰福音15章以来告诉我们，用葡萄树这个比喻来比喻我们在世上如何和神的关系。
So perhaps this example is not very apt. Some brothers and sisters might say, I'm not a grapevine, but in fact, Jesus used this example, this ex parable of the grapevine in John chapter 15.
好，我们回到罗马书8章1到13节这段经文，他说：“如今那些在基督耶稣里的，就不定罪了。
Okay, let's return to Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. Verse 1 says, Now those who are in Christ Jesus, for now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
”谁在耶稣基督里面？
Who is in Jesus Christ?
凡信靠他的、接受他为我们救主的和生命主的，我们都是在耶稣基督里。
All those who trust in him and accept him as their Savior are in Jesus Christ.
神就不定我们的罪了，
So God does not condemn us.
因为罗马书6章23节讲，罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
Because Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord.
如今神不纪念我们的罪了，
So now God does not remember our sin.
但是唯有我们时常到神的面前来认罪悔改。
But we still must come before God to confess our sins.
我们死因主接受耶稣基督，不是说我们不犯罪了，我们会时常的犯罪，时常的软弱，但是神已经给我们付了这个代价，他死了，我们要时常的到神的面前来认罪悔改。
So it's not the case that after we trust in Jesus, we do not sin. God has already, Christ has already paid this price for us, but we still must frequently come before God to repent.
神不定我们的罪，不是因着我们没罪；神不定我们的罪，是因着他的儿子，他看他的儿子代替了我们的罪。
God does not condemn us because we have no sins. God, instead, the reason God does not condemn us is that he sees his son who has already substituted for our sins.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and of death.
大家知道一个律，在世界上我们离不开地球，我们跳不到很高，是不是啊？会自动落到地球上来。
So everyone knows this law. We cannot leap very high from the earth. We will always fall back down onto this world.
我们要离开地球，要飞到或者天飞到天上去，我们会怎么样？会有一个更大的力把我们抬举起来，必须是这样的。
So, if we want to leave this world and fly into a space, we need a greater power to lift us up.
因着我们不认识神的时候，我们和神是为敌的，是灭亡的，因为我们的罪与神隔绝，因为我们与生命的源头隔绝，我们是死的。我们现在如今是因着神的大能、复活的能力，使耶稣基督复活，以使我们每一个信靠他的复活。
Because when we did not know God, we were living in destruction. We were separated from God. We were the enemies of God. But now, because of Jesus' resurrection, 最后一句，我们是与神。
与因着神的人大能，我们一起要复活。
Because now we also can be resurrected through God's great power.
抱歉，我太长了。所以，我们今天活着，我们是感谢神，他给我们这样的能力，让我们在地上活着。
So we thank the Lord that we can live today. We have this ability because He gives us this ability to live.
So, 我们人是神人。
So it's not that we are able, instead, it is God who is able.
前段时间好啊，最近几天好像是美国有上月球，你们知道它有个火箭有非常大的，两边有那个火箭推动它，非常大的力使这个火箭这个就是人有好像有4位宇航员能够离开地球进入太空。
So, in the past few days, several astronauts have left the Earth on the path to the moon. So, it required very great rockets to lift them off this Earth.
所以，神让耶稣复活，战胜死亡，战胜了死的权势。它是一个更高的律。
So, God allowed Christ to rise from the dead to conquer death, to conquer the power of death because of a greater law.
接着第3节讲，律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣他的儿子成为最深的形状。做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
For what the law could not do because of the weakness of the flesh, God did, sending his own son in the likeness of sin, who,
在肉体中定了罪案。
做了赎罪祭，became a sacrifice for sin.
神在旧约借助神的选民以色列人，告诉我们，人因着罪性，不能完全遵守律法。
So God tells us in the Old Testament that because of our sinful nature, people are not able to completely keep the law.
不能够按照神照我们的心意而活。
So we are not able to live according to God's will.
罗马书3章20节告诉我们，所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义。
Romans chapter 3:23 tells us, "For all who have spirit, the flesh and blood, are not able to become righteous before God through keeping the law."
因为律法本是叫人知罪。不能够救人脱离罪，
Because the law allows us to know our sins. It does not set us free from our sins.
也不能够消除罪带来的结果。
We are not able to eradicate the consequences of our sins.
律法是把人带到神的面前。
The law brings us before God.
昨天杨牧师分享到，好人需不需要信主？
So yesterday, Pastor Young shared, do good people need to trust in the Lord?
神借助在旧约里面，借助摩西等颁布了10诫，有很多的犹太人也有很多的规条。
So God in the Old Testament through Moses promulgated the Ten Commandments and also many other regulations.
他们希望靠行律法在神的面前称义。
They hope to become righteous before God through keeping the law.
什么是义？大家可能知道，羔羊盖住我这个字是义，义是没有罪污。
So what is righteousness? Perhaps everyone knows the meaning of that Chinese character. The lamb covers over me. So righteousness means not having sin.
完全圣洁公义，
Perfectly holy and righteous.
所以世上没有一个义人，
So there's not a single righteous person in this world.
因为很多的人，我们就是昨天牧师也讲到，很多人不认识神，他说哪里有神？或者就是说我自己长那么大，我从什么地方来？我从爸爸妈妈、爷爷奶奶，但是呢，我不认识神，世上没有神。
So just as the pastor shared yesterday, many people would say, there is no God. I've lived on this,
有人会说：“我一生做好人，我孝敬爸妈，我给父母提供，我邻居我都爱，我都很帮助，我是个大好人，很好。
So some people would say, I'm a good person. I'm respectful to my parents. I care for my parents. I care for my neighbors. I'm a good person.
”其实昨天牧师讲到，其实，在10诫里面的第一诫就是一个很大的罪，因为没有认识神是一个可以说是一个最大的罪。
Just as yesterday, the pastor shared, the first of the Ten Commandments mentions a very great sin, because not knowing God is a very great sin.
神借助旧约的以色列人告诉我们，律法没有人能够行。
So God, through the Old Testament, the law tells us no one can carry out the law.
而 行律法的人，如果一个人能够完全行律法，他在神的面前就被称为义。
So if someone could entirely keep the law, this person would be justified before God.
这就是这里讲的律法的义。如果一个人能够行律法，他就在神的面前是永活的。
This is the righteousness of the law mentioned here. If someone could keep the whole law, he or she would be justified before God.
罗马书三章二十三节告诉我们，因为世人都犯了罪，都没有行出律法来，不能够行出律法。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23 tells us, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
Fall short of the glory of God.
所以律法不能够，因为很多的人会讲，我是个好人，律法行不出来，律法的义不能够行出来，因为没有一个人能完全行律法。
So many people will say, I'm a good person, but they cannot live out the righteousness of the law because no one can entirely keep the law.
但是耶稣行了，耶稣
Jesus
完
did
成
it.
了律法，完全了律法。
Jesus completed the law.
他是怎样完全的？
How did he complete it?
他在世上的时候，他没有犯罪。
He did not sin when he lived on this world.
昨天牧师再三的强调，他一定是一个人，因为人才能够代替我们的罪。
Yesterday, the pastor shared that he must be a person because only a person can substitute for our sins.
他所行的在神的面前没有瑕疵，
Everything he did was blameless before God.
所以他可以代替我们的罪，使我们脱离律法。
So he could substitute for our sins to allow us to escape from the law.
《罗马书》五章十节说：“人若行了出于律法的义，就必因此活着。”只是除耶稣外，世上没有人能够完全行律法。
罗马书第五
五
章。
章十节。
So Romans chapter 5, verse 10 says, if someone. 是不是第十节吗？
是第十节，对吗？
哦，我记错了，可以再念一遍吗？
人若行出了出于律法的义，就别因此活着。
If someone lives out the righteousness of the law, he will live by it.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们是神的儿女。何等荣耀的身份地位！
Brothers and sisters, today we are the children of God. This is a very glorious identity.
耶稣代替了我们的罪，耶稣成全了律法，
Jesus substituted for our sins and completed the law.
我们不再受罪的捆绑，已不再受律法的约束。
We are no longer subject to the bondage of the law.
但是，我们今天活着，我们如何来做一个选择？就是。
But how shall we live? Today we must make a decision.
我们感谢主，我们已经选择来接受耶稣。是否我们来时常的在心里面来顺服圣灵？
Thank the Lord. Each one of us has decided to accept the Lord, but do we always choose in our hearts to submit to the Holy Spirit?
这里保罗讲到，因为随从肉体的人，体贴肉体的事。
Here, Paul mentions that those who follow the things of the flesh set
这
their
不容易
minds
讲。
on the things of the flesh.
OK，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
But those who follow the Holy Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit.
亚当夏娃因做体贴肉体，不顺服神的话，结局是死亡。
Adam and Eve, because they set their minds on the flesh, did not obey God, and the result was death.
神提供给亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候是丰丰富富。
What God prepared for Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden was very rich and plentiful.
只是神告诉他，那个树上的果子你不能吃。
But God told him, you must not eat from the fruit of that tree.
他是要在神之外来达到他自己享用的。
But he wanted out to get what he desired outside of God.
其实我们弟兄姊妹时常的要在神的面前，我们要警醒自己。很多的时候，我们要求从神而来之外的东西的时候，我们时常要警醒。
So we brothers and sisters must be alert and vigilant. Sometimes we want to get something that is not from God, so we must be alert.
这就是我们时常在每一件事情，就像今天主日学，我们是讲到提到这个祷告，在神的面前警醒。
So this is just like the pastor mentioned in Sunday school this morning, we must pray for everything. We must remain alert.
而神对我们每一个弟兄姊妹，在神家里面的每一个儿女，他所赐的是丰丰富富。
And what God gives to every brother and sister, every member of his household is rich and abundant.
如果我们还想从神之外得到什么东西的时候，我们就要像那个就是体贴肉体的亚当夏娃一样。
If we still want to get something that does not come from God, then we are like Adam and Eve setting our minds on the flesh.
这个顺服，这个体贴这个词，在英文里面翻译是 satan，是我们的心思意念来思想。
So, setting our minds on in English, which is setting our minds, it refers to our thoughts and everything that fills our minds.
耶稣基督为我们死，使得我们每一个信靠他的圣灵在我们里面的，我们如何的 set our mind。就是体贴他的心意，是借助圣灵，我们借助圣灵来知道神要我们做什么，这就是我们时常和神的祷告。
So, Jesus died for us so that we may set our minds on the things of the Spirit. This is the prayer we often make.
而且，就像牧师时常提醒我们的弟兄姊妹，时常也知道，读他的话语，明白他的心意。
And just as the pastor mentioned to us, and as we often, as we brothers and sisters know, frequently, we must frequently read the word in order to know the heart of God.
如果我们体贴肉体，那就是死亡；我们体贴圣灵，那就是生命，是生命平安。
If we set our minds on the flesh, that is death. But if we set our minds on the Holy Spirit, that is life and peace.
这一再三的强调我们这个福音，时常强调福音，就是昨天牧师也讲到，在罗马书的第一章，福音就是耶稣基督。
So, just as we often emphasize, and as the pastor mentioned, in Romans chapter 1, the gospel is Jesus Christ.
而且福音的根本是要解决的是神的愤怒。
And the root of the gospel is to address into the wrath of God.
我们时常会想，福音是因着我们人犯罪，耶稣基督为我们死了，神爱我们，这点都没错。他首要的是解决了神的愤怒。
So sometimes we will think that the gospel is because God loves us, and this is true, but the gospel is to remedy, to address the wrath of God.
因为世人因着神的创造，罗马书一章十八节讲，原来人的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
Just as Romans chapter 1, verse 18 says, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
Those who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
所以世上没有一个人有理由。来不认识神，虽然很多的时候讲到没有听见福音，
So, no person in this world has an excuse for not knowing God, even though we sometimes mention that some people have not heard the gospel.
现今教会在地上，为什么神存留教会在地上？
So now there is a church on this in this world. Why did God establish the church in the world?
包括我们每一个，我们是什么时候信主的？我是在2008年的时候信主的。
Including each one of us. When did I trust in the Lord? I was baptized in 2008.
在2008年之前，我是那段时间我是怎么样的有机会？
So what situation was I in before 2008?
也就是说，神要使世上的每一个人，可是说每一个族群听见福音。
So, this means God wants every ethnic group, every group of people in this world to hear the gospel.
谁要做？是每一个弟兄姊妹，地上的教会要去把这个福音。传递给周遭的，或者每一个族群，或者说有些时候到远地的去 mission。
So, who must do this? It's the church that must go and share the gospel with everyone, including missions to distant places.
感谢神的呼召，感谢神的拣选。
I thank God for his calling and for his election.
因助每一个愿意接受耶稣基督被神拣选的神的儿女。成为他的教会。
Because every brother and sister who trusts in Jesus and is chosen by him becomes his church.
教会就当是有生命 有是一个每一个弟兄姊妹在一起的，就像这棵葡萄树连于葡萄枝，每一个弟兄姊妹彼此的连接，连接于耶稣基督。
So the church has life because of the interconnection of every brother and sister. Every brother and sister is like this grapevine that is connected to the Lord Jesus Christ.
约翰福音十章十节说，耶稣来是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
John chapter 10 verse 10 tells us that Jesus came to give them life and more abundant life.
所以今天每一个信主的弟兄姊妹，我们是愿意来听这位头的呼召，我们都是他的小羊，听他的呼召，蒙他的赐福。
So now every brother and sister who wants to hear the call from the at the head and follow him is blessed by him.
并且得丰盛的生命。
And obtain this rich and abundant life.
大家有可能会听到有些慕道友会讲，因着自己很富有，或者权力很高，不愿意脱离这个世界的时候，他说等我老的时候，或者说我要走的时候，然后我来信耶稣，我那个时候信耶稣进天堂，现在来我好好的把地上的我的钱财好好的享用。
So perhaps you've heard some unbelievers say, well, I have a lot of money or I have a lot of a great position with authority, so I will trust in the Lord before I die when I'm old, but now I want to enjoy what I have in this world.
但是生命的时日不在我们的手里。
But we cannot control the day of our death.
就像今天上午主日学讲到的，我牧师讲到的一样，我们知道我们哪个时候离开这个世界吗？我们预备好没有？
So just as the pastor mentioned in Sunday school, do we know that which day we will leave this world? Have we prepared for that day or not?
每一个在主里面的弟兄姊妹，我们的平安是在神那里。
So every brother
and sister, 不在这个世界。
So for every brother and sister in the Lord, our peace is in the Lord, not in this world.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，
If the Spirit of God is in your hearts,
你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
You do not pertain to the flesh, but to the Spirit.
人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
If someone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
今天住在我们里面的是同一位圣灵。
So today, it's one Holy Spirit that who lives in the hearts of each of us.
是五旬节耶稣基督升天过后降下的那个圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit that was given on the day of Pentecost after Jesus ascended to heaven.
在使徒行传，大家可能就是已经很熟悉，彼得因着圣灵讲道，当时有3000人信主。
So perhaps everyone is familiar with the story in the book of Acts. Because of the Holy Spirit, when Peter preached, 3,000 people believed in the Lord.
所以基督若在你们的心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
So if Christ is in you, your bodies are dead because of sin, but your body, your spirit is alive because of Christ.
所以基督在我们的心里，是不是现在在，一会儿不在，一会儿在，一会儿不在？
So is Christ in our hearts some of the time and then other times not in our hearts?
所以我们要是住在基督里面，让基督一直的在我们的里面，我们也一直的住在基督里面。
So we need to remain in Christ, abide in Christ, so that Christ will abide in us.
那个时候就是，然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵，若住在我们的心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，以别借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
So if the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead lives in your hearts, he who raised Christ from the dead will also allow your mortal bodies to rise from the dead.
所以我们今天是每一个弟兄信主的弟兄姊妹，圣灵已经住在我们的里面。
So now the Holy Spirit already lives in the hearts of every brother and sister who trusts in the Lord.
我们都是重生得救的。
We have all been saved by God.
我们身上有什么记号？
So what mark of our salvation do we have?
在以弗所说告诉我们，圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
In Ephesians, Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit is the evidence of our salvation.
我们谁看得见圣灵在我们的心里面？
So who can see the Holy Spirit in our hearts?
神很奇妙，就像我们在很多年前有 GPS， 你看很多年前可能弟兄姊妹有去开车出去拿到罚单的。
So just as many years ago, before we 是在 GPS 之前吗？
对，就 GPS 那个时候就是。So
before we had GPS, when the brothers and sister needed to drive somewhere,
神让我们有 GPS, 我们可以开车到哪里去。但是呢，因着我们不知道路，或者不知道时候超速，或者是闯红灯，然后就吃到罚单。
So perhaps the GPS could guide us where we wanted to go, but because we weren't familiar with the route, perhaps we stepped over the speed limit or we went through a red light and then we got a ticket.
我们ticket什么时候来的？往往都是几个礼拜或者一个月过后给你寄来。So
when does the ticket come? Usually it's several weeks, even a month after.
他叫你无口辩驳，他给你一个相片，你的这个车后面有个牌号，发给你，这要罚款，还得上庭。
So the ticket makes you without excuse because there's a photograph of your license plate, and so you have to pay the fine.
人能够这样做，我们神创造我们的人能够享受这样的办法的时候，在天上的神什么不知道？他知道我们的心，我们只知道外表，我们不知道内心。So
people can do this. People can make a system like this. God, how much more can God see every action? And so he knows our hearts.
所以，我们不要想到要圣灵没人看得见。你去动物园，你们以前去动，这现在去动物园，我不知道的话，前段时间我们去动物园，他会跟你出个章，是不是啊？你买了票的，那你门口出个章，然后进去的时候手电筒一看。
So we shouldn't say, oh, who will see it? Perhaps we can go to the zoo. And so when you go to the zoo, you might get a stamp on your hand to show that you have purchased a ticket, and then you can go in.
现在我们的生命还不成熟，还不好的时候。 我们怎么样？和就是牧师讲，昨天讲到的，世人比你的行为好，世人比你做得好，你都能进天堂的话，我早该进天堂了。
So now, if our lives are immature, then perhaps the people of this world are actually better than we are. So if we're.
我们看的是外面，但是我们就是牧师已再三强调，这个人以前是怎样的，圣灵如何改变他的生命，我们要来就是自己的这个。 过程来比,
So as the pastor mentioned, we people see the external appearance, but what are we really like? This is the process.
这就是告诉我们，今天在世上，圣灵在我们里面，他要结果子。
So this tells us that in this world, the Holy Spirit is in us, and the Holy Spirit wants us to bear fruit.
这就是加拉太书5章22节到23节讲到的。
So this is what Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 through 23 tells us.
也就是圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
好，仁爱、喜乐、和平。 So the fruits of the Spirit are patience, joy, and peace.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。And long-suffering.
And long-suffering and
恩慈 kindness 良善 goodness。
kindness and goodness this year.
信实、温柔、节制。
Faithfulness and peacefulness and self-control.
可能我们也会问，怎么来看出来？
So perhaps we will ask, how can we see this?
所以，这不是我们人能做的，这是神的工作，这是圣灵要让我们里面有爱。So
this is not something that we can do. This is the work of God so that we can, other people can see the love in us.
比如第一个说到仁爱，第一个词组就说到仁爱。
So just as the first fruit of the Holy Spirit, of patience, long-suffering. Oh, 仁爱.
仁爱 love。
这个love的时候是
agape， 你们看见这个单词 agape， 这是希腊文的 agape 的爱。 指的是神的爱，不是出自于我们人的。
So this noun is from the Greek agape. It's a love from God. It's not a human love.
指的是不是一时的，是持续的。
So this refers not to a temporary love, a one-time love, but to a continuing love.
让我们记住读圣经，我们记住听到，我们知道神的爱是什么，完全的公义圣洁。
So that through reading the scriptures or listening to sermons, we know what God's love is like. It is completely righteous and holy.
他爱仇敌,
He loves his enemies.
就像我们每一个人，他爱我们。我们在做仇敌的时候，神就爱我们。
Just as he loves each one of us, even while we were his enemies, he loved us.
我们现在能不能做到？
So now,
靠着我们自己做不到，没有一个人，唯有顺服圣灵，我们才可以做。
are we able to do this? By ourselves, none of us is able to do this. Only by submitting to the Holy Spirit are we able to do this.
所以这里的这个品质、这个品格，耶稣基督的品格，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，全是神的。
So these are the attributes of Jesus' character, his love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are all from God.
如果我们不顺服圣灵的引领，不能够活出来。
If we do not submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit, we are not able to live out these fruits.
神把我们放在如今信主还世上放在地上，是要操练我们来顺服他。
God places us who have believed in him in this world so that he can train us to submit to him.
以包括他。马太福音的28章，耶稣在升天之前跟门徒的使命，或者说叫大使命。
Including in Matthew 28, before Jesus ascended to heaven, the command he gave to us.
要去传福音，让教会在地上的使命，结束耶稣基督的使命，去完成把福音传遍地极。
We must go share the gospel. This is the mission of the church to complete the mission of sharing the gospel.
我们如今在真理的时候，包括在恩典堂，我们是靠着什么去传福音？靠住圣灵，靠住圣灵在我们里面所结的果子。我们有喜乐平安的心，喜乐平安的生命。弟兄，周围的慕道友看住你，他就会怎么样？受到神的吸引。
So, by what, on the basis of what, do we share the gospel? It's through the joy and the peace that we have in our hearts. When unbelievers see this, they will want to know why.
为什么有些基督徒没有果子？
So, why do some Christians not have spiritual fruit?
这是一个比较简单的问题，因为我虽然信主了，我还是体贴这个世界。
This is actually a simple question. It's because even though I've already trusted in the Lord, I still care for the things of this world.
不顺服圣灵，
And I do not submit to the Holy
在
Spirit.
做我自己的意思去做。
And I do things according to my own desire and own intention.
没有与基督联合，
And I'm not united with Christ.
因为我们每一个弟兄姊妹，因着接受耶稣，因着受洗归入他的名下，是与基督同钉十字架、同埋葬、同复活。
Because every brother and sister, because of accepting Christ, has been buried with Christ and has been crucified with Christ and has risen with Christ.
没有圣灵骨子的基督徒，打引号哈。会是怎样的结局呢？
So, what is the end of those Christians? Christians is here in quotation marks, who do not have the fruits of the Spirit.
我相信每一个弟兄姊妹，因着我们顺服圣灵，我们就会结出圣灵的果子。
I believe that every brother and sister, because of submitting to the Holy Spirit, will bear the fruits of the Spirit.
虽然不是完美，像耶稣那样。我们到那个时候，到见耶稣的时候，耶稣要使我们像耶稣一样，那样的一个圣，就是圣洁。
Even though we are not completely perfect like Jesus, but when we see Jesus, he will make him like himself, he will make us holy.
下一张，啊，好好，不，前一张，嗯，谢谢。好，这张，对不起啊，我跟大家分享我的一个见证。
So let me share my personal testimony.
我们是今天活在今生，我们是今天每一个都在现在在今生里面，
So today,
在今生，
今生，
就是今天，
今天。So now, every one of us is living in the present day.
我和很多的弟兄，很多的在座的弟兄姊妹一样，从小在国内受的是无神论教育。
So, like many brothers and sisters, I was educated with atheistic education. And,
我在不认识神之前, 他就在2004年到05年那段11年的时间带领我们全家到以色列。
So before I knew the Lord in 2004 and 2005, in that time period, I brought my whole family to Israel.
那时有位姊,在那里有一位姊妹邀请我们去参加教会。
So in Israel, a sister invited us to attend church.
那是我第一次听到福音。
That was the first time I ever heard the gospel.
因为当时属灵的眼睛是瞎的,心已被自由蒙住。
So in that time, because my spiritual eyes were blind and my heart was closed,
对福音没有听不进去。So
I couldn't hear and understand the gospel.
然而,神又把我们带到了纽约。But
God brought us to New York.
因做工作整天忙碼,已不能接触教會,已沒有人能夠向我們傳福音。Because
of my work was very busy, I had to work hard every day. I couldn't go to church, and there was no one to share the gospel with us.
2年度過後我們準備回國。So
after 2 years of my postdoctoral training, we were preparing to go back to China.
那個時候就發現太太懷孕,懷了老二。So
at that time, we discovered that my wife was pregnant with our second child.
大家那個時候知道國內是不容許有二胎。
So everyone knows at that time there was a one-child policy.
然后我就继续在美国找工作。So
I continued looking for work in America.
神开恩让我在密西西比州立大学找到一个博后位置。So
God opened a door to allow me to find a postdoctoral position at Mississippi State University.
大学城很小。So
that university town was very small.
华人的教会的弟兄姊妹,他们哪里来一个人,他们都知道。
So the brothers and sisters of the Chinese church knew every newcomer.
因着弟兄姊妹的关爱和他们的生命的喜乐平安,
because of the care of the brothers and sisters and because of the peace and joy in their lives,
他们时常邀请我们去团去教会,
they frequently invited us to attend fellowship in church.
他们的爱,他们的喜乐,他们的平安,柔软了我们的心。
Their love and their joy and their peace softened and melted our hearts.
我和我太太以希望像他们一样。So
later, my wife and I wanted to become like them.
有喜乐的生命。We
wanted to have a joyful life.
聚会一段时间过后,然后因住加州教会一位长老到我们家,带着弟兄姊妹到我们家探访。So
after a short period of attending the church, some brothers and sisters, including elders, came to our home to visit us.
我太太和我就决志接受主。So
my wife and I prayed to receive the Lord.
很快在2008年,我们在复活节受洗。So
very shortly afterward, in Easter of 2008, we were baptized.
那个时候是我们老二刚好出生1个多月。So
at that time, our second child had just been born 1 month.
接着神已感动我们,我们就在那里开放我们的那个公寓。So
through the moving of the Holy Spirit, we opened our apartment.
邀请华人的学生学者周六的时候就是来一起吃饭,一起来读圣经。
We invited students and visiting scholars on Saturday to come over and eat a meal and study the Bible.
感谢主,有好多的学生访问学者,因着听主福音,他们已去教会,去团契,能够信主。
We thank the Lord that many students and visiting scholars, because of hearing the gospel, decided to go to church and trust in the Lord.
2013,因着我在那边毕业,因为在那过程中还有,我去继续在密西西比上了学,因着找工作,我们就来到孟菲斯。So
in 2013, I came to
Memphis. 13.
I'm sorry, 2013, I came to Memphis for work.
我们住在Summer上的那个apartment里面。
So we lived on Summer Avenue in an apartment there.
那几年有好多的学生,包括UM,UT,很多的访问学者来到这个密西西比,哦,来到,不是,对不起,来到孟菲斯。
So at that time, there were many students and visiting scholars who came to Memphis.
跟我们住在一个小区里面,那个小区有可能有一两百户人家吧。
有多少家?
一两百户,
Oh, 是吗?
100到
So they lived
200户。
with us in the same apartment community. There were perhaps 100 or 200 families living there.
因为我太太那时候因着有老三,没有工作。
So my wife at that time wasn't working because of our third child's birth.
平时就与他们这些就是来的华人的学生学姐在一起。
So she was often with these Chinese students and visiting scholars together.
比如带他们去银行啊,各个学校啊,都可以,然后就是经常的关心他们的需要。
So she would take them to the bank and to school and take care of their needs.
我们以基本上每个礼拜六开放家庭，邀请他们来家里面吃饭。
So pretty much every Saturday, we opened our home and invited them over for a meal.
查考圣经,
to study the Bible.
也邀请他们参加团契教会,
and we would invite them to attend fellowship in church.
感谢主, 基本上有十几家二十来家, 这些慕道友们,中国的访问学者和学生们都信主,
we thank the Lord.
基本上全家都信主。
There are more than 10, maybe even 20 students and visiting scholars who trusted in the Lord.
圣灵的工作, 实在是奇妙。
The work of the Holy Spirit is truly marvelous.
他要因着教会, 因着顺服他, 要结果子。
Through the church, because of obedience to Him, we can bear fruit.
我也感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我们家来时常来参加恩典教会的这个联合聚会, 或者有的时候有外来讲员的时候, 我们也来。
Our family often has the opportunity to attend meetings of the Grace Church, or when we have a speaker from outside of town, we often come here.
以见证弟兄姊妹在主里的新的这个新造的生命。
And so I can see this new life of the brothers and sisters.
因着弟兄姊妹的顺服，神也把得救的人数加添给恩典教会。
Because of the obedience of the brothers and sisters, God adds new believers to the church.
让教会，让恩典教会在Colliver社区做一个金灯台。
So that Grace Church may become a lamp and a beacon in Collierville.
因着我也想更多的认识神，因为知道圣经很不熟悉，很多圣经话语，神的话语我们不明白。
So that we may know the scriptures more, even though there are still many things in scriptures that we don't understand.
2020年我就开始在附近的这个Mid American修神学。
So in 2020, I started attending seminary at Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary.
感谢主的是我太太非常的支持，一直就担过做家里面的，就是孩子的教育，然后家里面的各样事情，她都担负住。
So I thank the Lord that my wife supported me very much, and she started taking care of a lot of the things in the family, including the care of the children.
非常惭愧的是，到现在我才刚过了一半，修了六年，六年多七年。
So I feel ashamed to say, until the present time, I've only studied about half of the credit hours I need after 6 or 7 years of study.
也请弟兄姊妹继续的为我祷告，求神来继续的来保守，来带领。
So I ask the brothers and sisters to keep praying for me and to watch over and for and to, that God will watch over me and continue to guide me.
我们今天信主了,
So today we have already believed in the Lord.
是不是要靠着我们自己来更加的努力？
So,
对 对, 侍奉要靠着自己来更加的努力。
so are we exerting more effort by ourselves, based on our own abilities?
而是我们要更加的来顺服依靠圣灵。
Or do we want to submit and follow the Holy Spirit more?
我在前面提到过，约翰福音的15章，大家非常熟悉的一段经文。
So I mentioned previously, John chapter 15, that everyone is very familiar with this passage.
那是讲到葡萄树和枝子。
This passage mentions the grapevine and its branches.
他说："枝子若藏在葡萄树上，就结果子。"
It says, if the branch remains in the vine, it will bear fruit.
不，如果不粘在葡萄树上，就不能结果子。
But if it does not remain connected to the grapevine, it cannot bear fruit.
如果不结果子，神就修剪。
So if it does not bear fruit, God will prune it.
为了是要结果子更多。So
that it may bear more fruit.
主耶稣已说，你们若藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
The Lord Jesus said, if you abide in me, I will also abide in you.
如果枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
If the branch does not remain in the vine, it cannot bear fruit by itself.
你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
If you do not abide in me, you will also be like this.
所以今天我们信主的弟兄姊妹，圣经有不多不少的，就是经文来告诉我们。
So now there are many scriptural passages that tell us, brothers and sisters,
大家今天早上也听到，信心若没有行为是死的。
just as we heard this morning, faith without works is dead.
所以我们真正的信心不是只停留在我们的口头或者我们的头脑的观念上面。
So true faith does not simply remain in our mouths or in some thoughts and ideas in our minds.
别人会在行为上要表现出来。
True faith will certainly be manifested in our actions.
我们感谢主，我们每一个弟兄姊妹，今天早晨的时候，我们是在讲，我们要有笑脸，要扁嘴笑起来哈。
I thank the Lord that, as we mentioned this morning, every brother and sister should have a smile.
因为耶稣基督他复活了，在我们的里面，我们有复活的生命，有复活的盼望。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, he is within us, and so we have a resurrected life.
虽然今天的教会和弟兄姊妹仍然在这个罪恶的这个事件的这个苦难里面，so
even though the brothers and sisters of the church are still in the suffering and difficulties of this world,
但是我们并不孤单。but
we are not lonely.
神一直与他的教会，他的儿女们同在。God
is always with his church, with his children.
诗篇23篇4节讲：“我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，已不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的肝、你的杖都安慰我。”Psalm
23 verse 4 tells us, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹在患难中已是喜乐。So
every brother and sister, even in the midst of adversity, is joyful.
罗马书5章3到5节讲，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。Romans
chapter 3 verse Romans chapter 5 verses 3 through 5 tells us because suffering produces perseverance, steadfastness, and steadfastness produces perseverance, and perseverance produces hope. Hope does not disappoint.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
将来我们今天我们在这样的世界里面，还在这个世界里面，我们在世上，神已经赐给我们生永生。
So even while we are living in this world as we are today, God has already given us eternal life.
就是神再来的时候，叫我们完全的得赎。
Which means that when Jesus comes back, he will completely save us.
就是我们的身体复活。
This is the resurrection of our bodies.
我们如今在地上是等候得着儿子的名分。
So now in this world, we wait to receive the identity of children.
这是在罗马书8章23节告诉我们的，乃是我们的身体得赎。
Just as Romans chapter 8, verse 13 tells us, the salvation of our bodies.
对不起，第八章第十三节，Romans
chapter 8, verse 13.
而且启示录21章4节也告诉我们，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And just as Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 tells us, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes because there will be no more death or suffering or weeping. Everything.
最后一句。所以你不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。谢谢。
Because there will be no more suffering or weeping or pain because all old things have passed away.
所以我们每一个弟兄姊妹，神的话语告诉我们，如今我们活着，我们是要永远与神同在的。
So as the scriptures tell us, every brother and sister who is living today, God is eternally with us.
如果耶稣基督今天来，我们就不再经历死亡。
So if the Lord Jesus comes back today, we will not experience death.
而我们不知道耶稣基督什么时候来，所以我们是警醒等候预备。
And we do not know when the Lord Jesus will come back, so we must remain vigilant and prepare.
他来的时候，所有的人，就是昨天牧师一再三提到，不是我讲，是圣经里面，所有的人都要复活回来，接受神的审判。
When he comes back, everyone must rise from the dead and receive judgment. This is what the pastor mentioned yesterday. It's what the scripture said. It's not just something I'm saying.
有一些是有圣灵印记的，有没有圣灵印记的？
There are some who have the mark of the Holy Spirit. There are some who have no mark of the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵印记的，免去神的审判，得享和神永远的同在的复活，复活的同在。
Those who have the mark of the Holy Spirit can avoid judgment and can be resurrected to be with God forever.
如何的来顺服圣灵，使我们结出果子来。
So the God's word compels us, brothers and sisters living in this world, how to submit to God and to the, submit to the Holy Spirit so that we may bear fruit.
没有接受福音的，赶快的要接受福音，才有新的生命。
Those who, of you who have not yet trusted in the Lord, I urge you to accept the gospel very quickly so that you may have new life.
感谢主，圣灵感动我们能够接受他。以感谢主，圣灵要我们时常提醒我们能够来顺服他。
We thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit has moved us to accept him, and the Holy Spirit also moves us to submit to him.
我们的生、我们的死、我们的复活、我们的活，都与耶稣连在一起。
Our lives and our death and our resurrection are all connected to the Lord Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
阿爸天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
孩子实在是拙口笨舌，
Even though I am unskilled in speaking,
不能把你的话语能够明白的、清楚的向弟兄姊妹来宣讲。
I cannot proclaim your word clearly to the brothers and sisters.
求主你的圣灵时常的借助你的话语、圣经向弟兄姊妹来说话。
I ask your Holy Spirit to speak to the brothers and sisters through your word.
求圣灵来帮助每一个弟兄姊妹。
I ask the Holy Spirit to help every brother and sister.
使我们在地上活出一个荣耀神、见证神的一个生命。
So that we may live out a life that glorifies God and bears testimony to God in this world.
赐福你在地上的教会。
Bless your church in this world.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督名求。
I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.